We continue now in our Perek Chelek Shir, Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Test Amud Aleph, 17 lines from the bottom. The Gemara was discussing that the rewards of certain individuals, whether it's Olam Haba or someone who studies Torah or Baal Tshuva, according to different opinions, Ayin Lo Ra'asa, it's unimaginable. Your eye hasn't even seen it. So the Gemara says, my eye in Lora. So what does it mean that an eye has not seen it? Amar Rishu ben Levi, ze yain hamishumar ba'anavav mishesh shimei abresis. This refers to wine that has been guarded from the 6 days of creation. In other words, it's there, but it's been protected, been watched, and it's waiting for Olam Haba, or the reward of a Talmid Chacham who studies. And so what's this connection between wine and great reward? So the Rav Yosef Albo in Sefer Yikar, Mamar Dalet, Perek Lamed Gimel, says the following. He says that, you know, wine comes from grapes. So grapes are very sweet and they're very tasty. And if someone is eating grapes and he very much enjoys it, and you tell him, wow, there's something even better, it's called wine, that requires more work, he's like, nah, the grapes are great. I can't even imagine what the wine would taste like. So, but when you give him the wine, he'll realize that the wine that comes from the grapes is even better and sweeter than the grapes. And he's saying, oh my gosh, how can something so amazing come from these grapes? So too, the nefesh, the soul, cannot even understand that by performing mitzvos, you can receive a spiritual enjoyment that is unbelievable, that is so amazing, to the neshama, when the neshama leaves the body. This is, I guess, referring to Olam Haba. Then you're going to realize how the enjoyment could be achieved when you understand the way we work to get from the grape to the wine. Now you can achieve, you can understand how you can work to have the great reward for our neshama in Olam Haba by working hard in this world. So that's why it's called Yayin HaMeshumar Ba'anavav. That you can't compare, because the enjoyment of the grapes and enjoyment of the wine. So you can't compare the enjoyment in this world to the enjoyment of Olam Haba. And that's why the Gemara says, the Gemara continues, says, Rish Lakish Amar, Zeh Eden, this is Eden. L'ra'asa ayin me'olam. No one's seen Eden. Yim Tomar Adam Heichung Dar. So where did Adam live? That's begun in the garden. Yim Tomar God, who Eden. If you want to say, well, God is Eden. No. Tamil Lomar, Venar Yotze May Eden Lashkos is a god. No, a river went out from Eden to irrigate the god. So God is a separate place. But it's the same idea that there is something, Sefer Karm writes, that there's something called Gan Eden Shalmala. There's something called the heavenly Gan Eden. We can't even begin to imagine how great the reward is for the performance of mitzvos that we'll receive in Olam Haba. The Gemara now continues and discusses the different people, unfortunately, who do not have a portion in the world to come. One of the examples is, Omar ain Torah min Shemaim. Someone says there's no Torah from Shemaim. Torah does not come from heaven. Torah Rabbanan, the rabbis teach. It's from a pasuk. Ki devar Hashem bazam, tzaso hefar, hakeres tikeres. The pasuk says that Hashem, the word of Hashem, he disgraced and he annulled his mitzvah. He should be cut off. So, Zeha Omer ain Torah min Shemaim. So this, it refers to someone who says Torah is not from heaven. So davar acher, ki davar Hashem baza, ze apikoros. So davar Hashem baza, someone who disgraces the word of God, this is an apikoros. We're not going to see in this session. The next hour we're going to see what apikoros is. And davar acher, ki davar Hashem baza, ze megala panim batorah. This is someone who is a megala panim batorah. Seems, again, there's a whole discussion in the next hour on what this actually means. It's also pretty severe. As I'll debate what apikoros means. Seemingly people disgrace the Torah, disgrace Talmidei Chachamim. We're going to see a lot more of that in the next Amud. What's that mitzvah so hefar? Zeha mefer bris basar. This is someone who is mefer, the knows the mitzvah of bris milah. Hikares tikares. So why is the double language of hikares tikares hikares balamazeh tikares balamba? You're going to be cut off in this one, and you're going to be cut off in the next one. Mikan amar Rabbi Elazar Hamodai. From here, Rabbi Elazar Hamodai says, Hamachalas akachim avazes hamodos v'amei fabris shel Avram Avinu v'megal parim b'torah shel kalachav malvim chaver barabim Someone who is machal profanes the kachim. Someone who disgraces the moados, the holidays, and someone who annuls the bris of Amar Avinu, and someone who is again magala parim batorah shlo kalacha. Seemingly, he's rejecting, or he's being obstinate. He's rejecting the Torah, perhaps rabbis. He's rejecting the constant. He's we're going to see more of what this is, disrespecting the rabbis, and someone who embarrasses his friend in public. So even though he may have Torah and good deeds, he doesn't have a portion in the world to come. Now why this mitzvah bris milah? What's so significant about this mitzvah bris milah? Why is that ki devar Hashem? What's the source for this? So why is this kind of ki devar Hashem baza? So Rashi says the reason why it's ki devar, I'm sorry. He says, why is that mitzvah so hefar? Well, his mitzvah, he annulled Hashem's mitzvah. So this is, Rashi and Shvuel says, this is the one mitzvah that Hashem commanded Avraham. And that's so if you annul that, so then that's mitzvah so hefar, then the punishment is, no, hikaris. Ritva says that if you don't do the bris, then brisi hefar. So it has that language when it comes to the bris. Now what is machalo kachim? Right? It says that if you're machalo the kachim. So Rashi says, if you don't observe the halacha with them, so you're mechalo them. You're profane them by not observing the halacha. And Rabbi Yonah says that you're metame, the kachim, the machzor vitres, you wear gloves, you wear some clothing because you don't want to get your hands dirty. So again, you're showing a lack of respect for the kachim. What's mevaze moado? So Rashi is a debate between the Rishonim. Rashi says, mevaze moado refers to chol hamoed, because it could be two ways to understand what's Rashi's position. What? Because number one is if it's talking about Yom Tov, it shouldn't use the language of mevaze. It should be mechalel. So mevaze refers to Chol HaMoed. Also, Rashi probably holds, there's a debate, someone will say that Rashi holds that doing malacha on Chol HaMoed is a mitzvah doraisa. So if you only violated the Rabbanan, would you lose the portion of the world to come? So Rashi says, mevaze mode refers to Chol HaMoed. The Rambam says, no, it's referring to Yom Tov. And he thinks that doing work on Yom Tov is only an issur d'rabbanan. So he says, no, mevaze mode is referring to the Yom Tov. And again, what's with Chol HaMoed? If you hold it's Chol HaMoed as opposed to Yom Tov. So it kind of means that, again, okay, if you do malacha on Yom Tov, I can understand, it's very serious. So doing malacha on Chol HaMoed, it's not only about committing a sin, it's about an attitude. Like, this is Chol HaMoed, this is something that's serious. And it's a person shows, this is not serious. It's only Chol HaMoed. I don't take it so seriously. So it's really, perhaps, if you say it's not Chol HaMoed, it's for the Yom Tov, you don't take, perhaps, the person doesn't take, perhaps, less severe holidays, they don't take them seriously. So it's more of an issue of an attitude. When it comes to Bris Milah, so Rishalmi says that, what does it mean that you're mefer the bris milah? So Yerushalmi says you cover the bris, because you may be embarrassed of it, and you recover it. And Rashi says, no, you don't circumcise your child. Now, what is malbim penei chavero? So what does this have to do with this pasuk? Because all these statements of Rav Elazar HaMadai, all these different instances where the result is elo chel lo maba, so these are all derived from the pasuk of ki devar Hashem bazal mitzvah so hefar. So you could try to fit all these different violations in one category or the other. But what about embarrassing your friend? Is that devar Hashem bazal? Is that mitzvah so hefar? So the Be'er Sheva wants to argue that maybe it's connected to ki devar Hashem bazal because Hashem, because we're commanded in the following mitzvah of when you rebuke your friend, you're not supposed to bear upon him a sin. The Gemara understands, you can't embarrass someone while rebuking him to the extent that his face turns white. So if you can't embarrass him while rebuking him and humiliate him, so certainly even when you're not rebuking him, this would be a prohibition. So this could be a violation of lo tisa lav chayt. Additionally, there's a line in the Gemara and said, if you embarrass your friend, it's like you're shofech damim, it's like you're spilling blood. But there's another way to understand this. You can also understand that Tosas Yom Tov wants to say that this is really a violation, not a mitzvah, or it's not a Dvar Hashem, it's not a mitzvah that Hashem commanded. It's your mavaza, mankind, who was created b'tzelem Elokim. Man was created b'tzelem Elokim, with the Dvar Hashem, with the Word of God. So when you embarrass, publicly humiliate someone, so what are you doing? You're mavaza, Dvar Elokim. You're disgracing what God created with His words. So that's the problem. And then when the Gemara says that, and the Gemara continues at the end of Rabbi Lozer Modai's statement, he says that even if you have Torah and Masim Tovim, you still don't get a portion of the world to come. So the Midrash Shmuel says, no, it doesn't mean that you can't do tshuva. He says that even if you have other Torah and other Masim Tovim, but you can still do tshuva. But what it means is, it's only if you're still in a state of sin. It doesn't mean if you did this sin once. If this is who you are, this is your personality, you constantly do this, you're always doing this, you can certainly do tshuva. That's why the sins are written in the present tense. It didn't say that someone who disgraced the modos in the past, and someone who embarrassed someone in the past, someone who's mevaza, who's mabim, someone who's constantly doing in the present tense, this is their essence, this is their persona. For those people, they all have a portion of the world to come. But you certainly can do teshuva for this. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that Tanya Idach, Ki Devar Hashem Baza, right? The, another Brisa says that the word of Hashem he disgraces. Zeha Omer Ain Torah Min Hashemayim. This is someone who says that Torah is not from heaven. V'afil Amar Kol Torah Kula Min Hashemayim Chutim Pasuk Zeh Shlo Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela Moshe Mipi Atzmo. Zeho Ki Devar Hashem Baza. Even if you say Hashem wrote, The whole Torah came from heaven except for one pasuk that Hashem did not say, but Moshe said it himself. This is disgracing the word of God. If you say, Kol Torah kula min Hashemayim, the whole Torah is from Hashemayim, chutz mi tiktuk zeh, mi kal vachomer, from this particular commandment, this particular kal vachomer, this particular gzeira shava, zehu ki devar Hashem baza. It's still devar Hashem baza. That's why the Marsha says, because it says devar Hashem, even one thing, lashon yachid, singular. If you say one thing did not come from God, then this would violate this prohibition. This would violate this pasuk of Ki Devar Hashem Baza, and it would result in Ein Lo Chek Lam Haba. The Rambam, in his introduction to this Perek Chelek, he goes through the 13 principles of faith, and the eighth principle of faith is that we believe, according to the Rambam, we believe that the whole Torah that's found in our hands is the Torah that was given to Moshe, and he all received it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't know exactly how this worked, but we know that he got it. And we know that every single pasuk comes from Hashem to Moshe. So, it is true that there is a debate in the Gemara and Baba Basra, Daf Yudalad and Daf Tesvav, about the last eight psukim of the Torah, where there's a debate between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and some say Rabbi Nechemiah, that Yeshua wrote the last eight psukim. But he didn't. But even if you say that he wrote it, he still didn't write it by himself. God dictated it to Yehoshua. So this would still not be a violation, at least according to the Sibur of the Gemara. The Sibur of the Gemara is that if you say that Moshe himself made it up, that's not what we're saying. For the last eight psukim, we're saying that Hashem commanded to Yehoshua, so presumably this would not run afoul of this particular Gemara. Ibn Ezra, by the way, goes even further than this. He thinks that Yeshua wrote the whole last perek of Vezos HaBracha, because the pasuk begins, Vayal Moshe. Moshe goes up. So after he went up, he didn't write anything. He went up to Har Nevo, and so he didn't write anything. So presumably who wrote it? So presumably Yehoshua wrote it. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Tanya, a Braisa teaches us how your Rabbi Meir, Omer Meir would say, Halo me Torah veina malamta zehu devar Hashem baza. Someone who learns Torah doesn't teach it. This is, you're disgracing the word of God. And the reason is that Torah is meant to teach, not just meant to keep it to ourselves. It's a bizayon to Torah. It's meant to go from generation to generation. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the way it's formulated, is to teach to the next generation. V'odatam v'shinantam v'necha. You teach your children. It's not meant simply to learn yourself. So if you have the ability and you don't, so that is ki devar Hashem. B'zar Reb Nosson Omer, kol mi she'enu mashkich al ha-mishnah. Anyone who's not careful on the Mishnah. What's not careful about the Mishnah? So two different opinions here that's brought down the Marsha. One is that you're not reviewing your learning, and also that you don't take care. You only care about Torah Shebichsav. You're not learning the explanations of Torah Shebaal Peh. If you're only into Torah Shebichsav, the Torah is not Torah without Torah Shebaal Peh. Two different explanations of what this means in the Mishnah. And Rabbi Naharai, of Naharai Omer Kol She'ef She'lasik B'Torah Be'Nu Osik. Anyone who's able to learn and doesn't learn, but he just engages in mundane matters, then you're also being mevaza the Devar Hashem. Okay, we'll pick up, God willing, with this next week.